Hey, Dale, welcome to Express Bet Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, buddy. It's great to be in New York.
Yep, I had a good time at the draw last night. Before we start talking about the horses, let's talk a little bit about last night. After the pills were drawn, you joined the host from NYRA, Andy Serling, sitting alongside Todd Pletcher, Bob Baffert, and D. Wayne Lucas. A couple of Hall of Famers there. You and Todd will be there one day. You're a kid growing up around this game. You ever imagine you'd put yourself or yourself would be in a situation like that?
Listen, when I was sleeping in those tack rooms at Beulah Park, sleeping in a tack room at Hialeah Racetrack when I was a late teenager, I never expected to be anywhere close to those guys. And just to sit up there with them, I was in awe. I was like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah, you guys did a really good job. After the pills were drawn, the posts were drawn. Post 2-4, free drop. Bill, you know, you look at this race top to bottom, Dale, and the one thing you don't see are a lot of grade one winners. In fact, there are two, Justify and Free Drop Billy.
That's true. That's true. And I think, you know, Justify has proven himself to be head and shoulders above the rest of this class. But with that being said, I think it's a good class, and I think he's a super horse. And I think that out of the bunch rest left, anybody could win the race.
Yeah, by Union Rags, who, of course, took this down in 2012, he showed a lot of promise last year as a two-year-old. He was never off the board until the Breeders' Cup, where he didn't really have the best setup that day. And then he came back well this year. Are we just doing what we're doing with a lot of the horses and drawing a line through that Derby?
Yeah, I guess I think I have to. I mean, he's been too consistent. Even though he hasn't won this year, he's been right there. He hasn't been beaten far by some really good horses. And he's just training so well. So you only get so many chances to make history with a horse. And so we need to just draw a line through the Derby and hope he runs his best race. And, you know, we're all looking for the Derby winner to stub his toe a little bit and let us run by him.
On paper and, you know, on Twitter, being able to watch videos, he really looks like he's training well coming into this.
He truly is. I wasn't planning on coming here today. I didn't know what we were going to do. I thought about moving him to the turf like his brother, you know, Hawkville is one of the best turf horses in the world, and he just was doing so well. Jason Lucian manages All Ball Family Racing. I just talked about it. Said, let's give him another chance with the big boys and see, because he is doing so well. We hate to run him some smaller race and he went off big and think what could have been.
What's the plan from post two?
I tell you what I'd like to do. I think I'd love to see him just settle, get into a fast gallop around the first turn and let them go out there and beat themselves up front and see if he's safe enough horse to come running and use that endurance pedigree the last quarter of a mile.
Sounds like a good plan as any. Obviously a lot of respect for Justify, but I think it's got to give you a little confidence. The only other grade one winner in here, and you mentioned his pedigree. He's probably gonna get the 12.
Oh yeah, he'll get the 12. I mean, but they all will. That's not how fast they'll get it. But he's one that should get it, and then not bother him. It should make him even better if you just do a complete pedigree analysis. It justifies, deserves all the respect he's getting right now. And I even think more of him than a lot of other people do. I think the Preakness was a much better race than people getting credit for, even though they were running him down. At the end, you got to remember, he was out there head-to-head, taking the race to him with a champion, not with a bump, with a champion that had just run so big in the Kentucky Derby, that had just won the Bluegrass, who was a two-year-old champion. So that is another grade one winner. He's not in the race, but that took it to him, and he couldn't beat him. But for him to just hang on and win the race, I thought was a spectacular performance. And a lot of people are discounting the Preakness, saying he was getting caught, and they were running him over, another jump, all that stuff. Well, they didn't get by him. And they had every chance in the world, too, because he'll never be worked as hard for the first mile of the race as he was that day.
You've been chasing an American Classic win for a while. What would it mean to play spoiler on Saturday?
Well, you know, we've got one Classic win in the Preakness with Shackelford and
Right. I meant here in the Belmont. I meant here in the Belmont.
Here's an amazing statistic, though, I think, of my Belmont career. Anyway, it's 4/3 in the race. So I'd love to jump up and win one at this distance. You know, I love the marathon distances. We don't run near enough up in this country. And it's a great test of your horse. And I'd love to win this big race.
Speaking of distance, cutting back, promises fulfilled to one turn in the 7 furlong. Woody Stevens earlier on the card. You'll see a familiar foe all the way on the outside. Strike Power, you guys put on quite a show in the ExpressBet Fountain of Youth and ExpressBet Florida Derby. You were nice enough to come on right before the Fountain of Youth. It was his first start of the year, and you said you were going to let him run from the rip, and nobody listened because they let you go wire to wire that day. Just want to get him back to maybe a distance he's a little more comfortable with.
Well, you know, his father, I think, was one of the best milers that we've seen in a long time. That race he ran the Met Mile and to go 32 and change. And he's probably he's a very similar type of horse in his running. Yeah, we wanted to cut him back. He's training well and see if the 7/8 is what he really wants to do. And I'd love for this to lead him into, with maybe another race in between, into the Alan Jerkins. You know, he's one of my great friends, Alan was, and I'd love to win that race.
Yeah, and how's he training coming into this?
He's doing great. He's doing super. I mean, I wasn't sure what we were going to do with him after Derby. I knew I was going to cut him back. But he's also trained so well, I might as well bring him up here and take him on.
You ready to slug it out with Strike Power on the front end again?
We're going to go. I mean, he's outside of me, so I really don't have a lot of choice. And hopefully, Mark Henning, I'm going to go. So we'll see what happens. I don't want to, you know, everybody talks about a bad ride. This, you can't, when you decide leaving the gate, you're going to go. You can't, they're not cars. You can't take your foot off the accelerator. And they just, both of them, we played chicken and ran into each other. It didn't work out for either one of us. So we're going to let him run on out of there and hopefully they'll sit off of him and let him roll.
Let's spend a couple of minutes talking about last night. We have great time at the draw. You're on an esteemed panel. We go to left field, tie one on, having a good time. Before I get out there, you had one of the more interesting experiences of your life. And you've had some interesting experiences, Dale. Tell the folks about it.
I have. Yeah, last night was interesting, all right. I walk up the steps going to the bathroom. Yeah, we were having our beer and enjoying the baseball game and the friendship. Everybody that's hanging out with us. They really put on a good show out there at Irish Jet this year. It's the best draw I've ever been to. So I get to the top of the steps to the back, and there's a girl choking on a hot dog, and her mother's there hollering for some help, and the security was just on the phone. I don't know what they were doing calling, so I didn't know what to do, but I walked over and grabbed her and did a Heimlich on her, and a hot dog popped out, and she was good. So that was an interesting evening.
Well, only you can find yourself in the middle of Flushing, New York.
With a girl choking to death and pop a hot dog out of her. You sound like my mother talking. She says, only you.
Only you. But you're my man. But that's why you're my man, because only you could be in that position last night, right? They never have the draw at Citi Field. I mean, you probably saved her life last night.
I might have. I mean, I don't know. She was choking pretty bad. And she was, let's just say she was glad I was there. But it was fun, and it was. I'm glad I was there to help her. It was a fun night, and Ira did a great job. I'm telling you, we're getting ready to have another fun night. We're sitting here on East River. I'm staring at the Secretariat Building, getting some motivation. And we're getting ready to jump on a train and go into on Broadway and watch Bruce Springsteen's show.
My man.
So we're making the most of our trip. Tammy and I are making the most of our trip to New York.
Well, good. Tell Tammy I said hello. I'll have a couple of slices of Teddy's for you guys tonight.
There you go, buddy.
All right, Dale. Good luck
on
Saturday.
Before we get out of here.
Gotcha. Good luck. Thanks again, and good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you anytime.